Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, and how are you?
Very well. You must be very excited about the prospects of what you're going to be doing in York today and what you're going to be announcing.
Well, what I'm excited about is what we're going to be able to deliver with this extra funding for regional roads to regional communities right across the state. I mean, when you travel around regional WA, as a lot of us do, one thing you notice is there are a lot of roads that are in need of significant upgrade. Now, I've always maintained that we needed a significant step up in funding, and that's what we've been able to deliver. So by tying red light and speed camera revenues back into better roads, that means more money to spend, and that's certainly what we're talking about today.
Yes, it is a significant amount of money. Just outline the amount and where the money will be spent.
Today we're in York, and we're really focusing on main roads called the Wheatbelt region. To give an example of the quantum, what it means is in the Wheatbelt region alone, and we'll be up in Geraldton in the next couple of weeks to talk about the Midwest, but in the Wheatbelt region alone, over the last couple of years, out of these funding sources, we've spent between $4 and $5 million on road upgrades. This year, we'll spend $18 million. So that just gives an indication of the quantum of the increase. Some of the roads that we'll be upgrading include over $10 million over the next couple of years to upgrade the York to Meriden Road, $4 million this year on the Brookton Highway, over $4 million to widen the road between Cabellin and Marigan, and a raft of other roads right across the Wheatbelt area. So it's good news for people to use roads, and you know, our hope is that it helps provide safer travelling outcomes for people who live in regional WA.
Is this money that was budgeted in the last budget?
It is. What we're basically doing, historically, main roads have had some traditional funding sources. We're supplementing those with money from red light and speed camera revenue, and we're also supplementing them with money that will flow from the Royalties for Regions program, and that's going to certain roads and in certain districts. We're bundling it all up together now and calling it a Safer Country Roads program. So as people travel around WA, regional WA, they'll see signage referring to this Safer Country Roads initiative, and it certainly is going to mean a massive boost in spending on upgrading regional roads. And a real focus of mine is taking roads that are narrow, you know, between 5 and 7 metres, and making sure we can widen them out, put a decent sealed shoulder on them, and that gives a much safer outcome and also lower maintenance costs in the long run.
Minister, do you expect the Safer Country Roads initiative to be an ongoing thing?
Oh, I most certainly do. I mean, for better or for worse, people will still speed. People will still go through red lights. We'll still collect fine revenue from them. And a big amount of that fine revenue, over $40 million this year, I suspect it will be more next year, will find itself being invested in WA roads. I think it's a good outcome that we're taking money from those fines in particular and tying it directly back into better roads and safer roads.
This high number of road deaths and road trauma, do you think that can be attributed in some part to the amount of heavy traffic on the roads throughout the Midwest and Wheatbelt, and for that part throughout Western Australia as the resource boom grows?
Oh, look, I'm not aware that there's been a significant change in the nature of road accidents in regional WA. I haven't seen any evidence to that. Part of that might be fatigue. Part of that may be road conditions. Inattention could be a combination of a whole lot of things. Now, I'm not sure that there's necessarily been that link established between heavy vehicles on the roads and you know the rate of traffic accidents, especially given most of the accidents are single vehicle fatalities. But I can tell you this, having just driven from Perth to Broome up the inland road and back down the coast, there is a heck of a lot of trucks on our roads. I'd have to say though, I found the trucks I come into contact with generally to be very well behaved users of the road.